hope not. I mean, having just heard the chief minister talk there, it sounds like even he hasn't entirely closed the door there. You know, we're not privy to all the detail that's been discussed. So what we have to be hopeful about is that this trilateral process, which was forged precisely to overcome the previous paralysis and these issues under the Spanish and Gibraltar government and UK government separately, will continue, and that they will find ways around resolving these obstacles as they pop up. Obviously, this water issue was a recent development and has kind of complicated the issue, but it is simply, I think, a symptom of what has happened before, and why hopefully we hope the politicians elected to do this will find ways of resolving this to all our best interests.
And if that doesn't happen, a variety of issues will be frozen once again, including those environmental ones that I've listed as contained in your reminder, in your letter to the tripartite process. How serious would that be if there was no progress on the issues that you've raised?
Well, I mean, we took action last October, well ahead of these ministerial meetings at technical level, because we feel that environmental NGOs throughout the Bay have shown over the years their prioritization of the environment and the need for regional solutions and regional action. So, we've produced a dossier which took several months to complete and came from different groups who are themselves experts in all these various areas. And we believe that the environmental NGOs have a role to play to present before the forum the issues as they really are, the urgency of these issues, how they're affecting people's health, how the natural environment is threatened, how industries and a lot of other activity are allowing to operate with virtual impunity because of the political dispute that we have in the area.
So if the politicians fail to kickstart the environmental issues that need resolving, will those NGOs, yourselves included, come up with a different solution, other ways of putting pressure on them for progress?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we have already had lots of contact with the elected MEPs for Gibraltar, who are very keen to lobby in the European Parliament, an area which I think has recently seen the activity which led to the dispute on the water issue, for example. So we think that by lobbying the European Parliament via MEPs in a more active manner will hopefully ensure that these kind of issues don't slip through again, because the issues require a sustained campaign in Brussels. So that's another campaign that we're doing, as well as, of course, other corporate campaigns, and ensuring that we maintain cross-links with environmental groups in the area so that we can find solutions, because we've got to avert serious maritime accidents. We've got to ensure that large and polluting industry is reined in, and we've got to do this with urgency. So our priorities are very clear, and we shall continue to call for action.
And will you shy away of taking action on any issue that might actually be embarrassing to Gibraltar, for example, bunkering, recycling, if I can go through your dossier here, or you'd persevere anyway regardless?
Well, we don't think that any of these issues are particularly embarrassing to Gibraltar. I mean, we meet as an ESG, we meet very regularly with a lot of the Gibraltar ministers. We meet with various authorities here, and we know that through campaigns and also through European and international legislation, changes are being forced to happen. So I don't think that, by raising the focus on activities, whether they are born in Gibraltar or any of the Spanish towns in the Bay, should be an embarrassment to anyone. We have to be transparent. We know that environmental impacts affect everybody, and we've got to be mature enough to stand up and do our bit as well.